Right now, pleased to welcome Mitch Gross from Eversource, who's joining us this morning on Robinhood Radio. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Marshall. Thanks for having me.
You know, before we go on, I just want to talk about the project that you've just about completed, which was changing the transmission poles that run basically across Route 41 heading towards New York State all the way from the Falls Village area. They really do blend in. I don't know if this is the reason why it was done, but they blend into the scenery, so now they're not nearly as visible when you take a look at that view overlooking Silver Lake and Sharon and on beyond. But and you got it done much quicker than I thought you'd get it done.
Well, we've got the guys and ladies, they know what they're doing. You know, it was a matter of aesthetics, but more importantly, reliability, you know, strengthening the system, upgrading the system. And that's something we're always doing. You know, we serve 149 of the states of Connecticut's 169 communities and some 1.27 million customers. So it is a lot of work to do to keep keep the system strong in all kinds of weather conditions.
Well, the reason we're speaking with Mitch this morning is he pointed something out to me by sending me an email, and that is Eversource helping people manage energy costs. You have different, new usage monitoring tools that you want to talk about.
That's right. The kilowatt meter kit we have, and actually we're making them available to about 200 public libraries around the state, in Sharon at the Hotchkiss Library, in Salisbury at the Scoville Memorial Library, and to your listeners in North Canaan, Cornwall, Norfolk, Warren, Kent, Goshen. We have them available at libraries all over the place. And the kilowatt kit, basically, it's a meter. It's a meter that you plug into your electronic device and into your outlet, and it gives you a real-time look at how much power that particular device is using, so you may consider making some immediate adjustments. Because as you know, Marshall, many, many of us are still working from home, going to school from home, and, you know, electric usage is up across Connecticut, and this is a way to better educate yourself as to how much power you're using and make adjustments if you choose to do so.
You know, what's interesting about this, years ago, the program was implemented about using your appliances at non-peak times. I remember
Remember the wait till eight, yes.
And this is kind of a way to see what you have in your house, because nowadays, I'm 68 years old, and there's some things that I just don't like, and that's like our cable box. It never shuts off. There is no on-off switch on it. It's always on, and you can by using a service like this, you can really see where you're using the most energy from, and how you might be able to adapt your lifestyle to still stay the convenient way, but use less energy.
That's exactly right, and that's the premise behind the program. You know, the kit is basically the kilowatt meter, which, by the way, if you'd like to take it beyond borrowing the kilowatt meter from your local library, these meters are available at big box stores, hardware stores all over the place, and they retail from the simplest ones at around $20 retail to the ones with all these bells and whistles to upwards of $100 I've seen. But, you know, we're making these available. We really thought this is a great opportunity for customers to be proactive, to learn a little bit more about the amount of energy they're consuming, and it's a very easy way to do it. The kit contains the meter and a booklet with instructions on how to use the kit and what to look for.
Now, these are at all our area libraries locally. Are you just going to leave them there for the time being?
Yes, for the foreseeable future, they're available. So we encourage our customers to use them, but of course, contact the library first regarding their operating hours during the pandemic, of course, and the availability of the kilowatt meter, and go from there. We hope all of your Robinhood Radio listeners take advantage of this.
And what we've done now, when we're finished with this interview, we'll put it up on our on-demand page. All people have to do is go to our on-demand page, the interview section in this interview with Mitch, and it explains more about it, and it even shows what the kilowatt meter looks like. But another important thing, which you did point out, is if you use this once and you like it, it's available in a lot of different forms from $20 on up from big box retailers. Or I would just say you would just have to put kilowatt in your search bar, and you'll find out where you can purchase one if you'd like to purchase one.
That's absolutely right. They're available online. They're available through hardware stores, big box stores. I'm not here to push the sale of kilowatts, yep. believe it, Marshall, but we're encouraging our customers. You know, we've made these kits available at nearly 200 libraries across the state, and you know, take advantage of it. The tool is available to better educate you as a customer as to how much power you are using.
All right, now before I let you go, Mitch, I have to. You've been with the power company for a long, long time, handling public relations and information to media. Have you ever seen a year like 2020, where in our area we had tropical storms and tornadoes and the weirdest weather events that really, really affected the output of power in our area?
I think it's safe to say, Marshall, that none of us have seen weather like this in the many years I've been with Eversource and have lived in Connecticut. You know, I think we all turn to meteorologists and climatologists to find out what's going on, but we've really, Mother Nature has really delivered a 1-2 punch at times to us, which, you know, as your electric company, keeps us on our toes and hustling. There have been some very tough times, but we've all gotten through them.
You know, it's one of those things. I think you know, people in the height of a moment get angry, but it's one of those things. If you take a look at the electrical grid and you take a look at a power company, you can be 99% perfect, but that 1% over the course of, let's say, 10 years. Seems like it's horrible. I mean, I can't imagine how tough it is to maintain the infrastructure of an electrical grid and the amount of money that you just go into maintaining it and trying to keep it current. It's got to be in the millions and millions of dollars each year.
It is absolutely in the millions and millions of dollars. You know, as far as the poles and wires along the streets across Connecticut, we have nearly 18,000 miles of them. That's a huge responsibility that, you know, we absolutely understand what our customers are expecting of us. And that's why we're always out there, you know, doing upgrade work. You mentioned the transmission system. That's another huge portion of our program. But there's always work being done and to be done. And if there's an issue, we'll get out there as quickly and safely as we can to take care of it.
Oh, Mitch, it's great to talk to you, and hopefully I won't have to call you after some big storms. We have a potential. It's not really set in stone yet for either a little snow or a lot of snow Monday and Tuesday of next week. Things like that must keep you guys up at night heading into the weekend.
We are always watching the forecasts. We are always preparing for severe weather. It's part of the job. You know, the men and women of Eversource, you know, we're used to it. It's all part of the package when you work for a utility.
Well, Mitchell, I want you to have a good weekend and get some sleep, because, you know, who knows what's going to happen Monday and Tuesday. But thanks for talking with us this morning.
Anytime. Thank you for having me.
All right. Take care. Mitch Gross from Eversource Energy, the kilowatt meter available at local libraries if you want to borrow it and see how it shows you your electric usage. And if you like it, you can find it at big box stores anywhere from $20 to $100. But it's available for free to lend out at our local libraries.